Blog Talk Radio.
As another girl, where diamonds are.
If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting profusions of mountain. It's back to Chicago. Been to
Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas poetic niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. Bay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and on almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. They ain't from Chicago. Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go hard for Chicago. Get popped in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Bye.
What's up, what's up? How everybody doing this evening? Yeah, I'm glad y'all came on in tonight. I see, look like somebody might be looking for some bull crap to be going on tonight. I don't know if it is or not now. Last week was kind of wild. Hoping that we get a little more cordial this week. But you know how it goes. I don't know how it's going to be until it gets started because it looked like quite a few people's on here tonight. So it might be something in the mix and happen. I know I'm a duck and hide if it do. So if I disappear, don't y'all be surprised. But we got a hand up already. Let's see what's going on. Might as well get it started. I ain't got nothing to talk about. 248-8504, who we got? Yeah, he may put his hand up. 248-85.
Sorry about that, Eddie. I had it on mute. Sorry about that. I don't know what caller I was, but I could not miss the official deep frying of Chuck. I had to be on here to hear all about it and witness it myself. I had to be on here.
We got bad news about that, Tim House. We got bad news about that.
Oh.
As the evening, you know, early evening went on, I'm going to tell you like this, kind of like the truth came out. You know, you got money. Big money to fault for that because I asked money not to get it going. We're going to keep it for the show. And he couldn't hold his water, so he wet his pants. So he let everything out early on the morning show. So it came out that Chuck really ain't the corporate because he was still trying to go. So I can't fry Chuck for that. I can't fry him because it's what I heard, it sounded like he stood in the pain. He came back, and he still, even though I guess he probably knew he was going to get his ass whooped, he still was willing to lock in what he had said he was going to lock in. So I can't fry him for that, man, you know.
Oh,
Chuck saw,
Lord,
Chuck saw a picture of three little car with the clock saw sticker in the window, and they kind of put a little
shook him up, huh?
Fright in him. So, yeah, shook him up, you know, he seen three little clock saw. Yeah, but I got a couple of hands up this early. Tim, hold on. Let me see what they want, man. Let me see what they want. 708-2978. Who we got?
Good afternoon, good evening. What's up, it's Eric?
What up, E? Where you been, man?
I'm good.
Okay, I was going to call you, man. I said, man, he hurt.
I think so.
I said, I heard from Eric in a minute. I'm about to look him up.
Yeah,
you know,
I got
to look you up, man. Yeah.
I was
Everything good with you?
I went ahead and popped that question, man. I'm engaged.
What? Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. If you got a good partner, it can work. Y'all, long as y'all work on it and don't nobody be hot-headed and y'all can't communicate with each other, it can work out, man. It's good to not leave this earth by yourself. You know, there's a lot of people that, man, when they get old and they end up leaving here by themselves, man, that shit, I don't see how that can be fun, man. You know what I'm saying? So, man.
No
doubt. That's 2668. Your mic is open, too. I'm just letting you know if you didn't hear. You probably know that, though, because you're a professional on here. But, yeah. All the mics is open if the hands went up. I'm going to try to put these names in here right quick, but it won't be so hard for me to find you when I need you. Yes, sir. Yeah, man, I heard you went all the way to the finals out there, drag race, man. I mean, damn, boy,
yeah.
You be trying to get it in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Can't be mad at that, boy.
No, I can't be mad at that, you know.
Yeah,
I got there pretty good all the way up to that point.
Yeah. That's what I heard, man. That's up.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yep. Sit up there, got on the trans brake wrong way, and it blew through the two-step. But
yeah.
Ain't making no excuses for it. It is what it is.
That happens sometimes. But, hey, man, you got up there, and you almost won it again. I'm like, God damn, he doing his job. He just out here playing, boy. Man.
Yeah, my girl was putting me in a good spot all day long. And I let Jeremiah come over there and move me over, and he walked around. Everybody else asked him, you know, hey, you need any help, anything? She was like, nah, I got it. And he walked around there and moved me back. But, you know, if I had to move back,
man.
I just told him to get out of my way, I'd probably have been straight. But that's fine.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I ain't mad
yeah.
at him. I can't be mad at Jeremiah because I moved. You know?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at
man.
Jeremiah.
Sometimes you got to stick to your game. If you've been working for y'all that long, sometimes you got to stick in there, man.
Yeah. It's enough that she had me in the spot. She even lost the shoe.
What?
Yep, she lost the shoe.
Who taught her how to put you in the spot, man?
I taught her how to put me in the spot. And I trusted her all day to put me in a good spot and sit up there and listen to Jeremiah move me over, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the way it goes sometimes, man.
Yeah, like I said, I can't be mad at Jeremiah. He was trying to help, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right, right.
But,
yeah, but when you don't
you
know nothing, you ought to stay out the way, though.
Right. He could have asked her if she needed the help. He could have asked her.
You don't know nothing, you ought
to
stay out the way. You know,
that's
like you
right.
said, you've been trusting her. You should hit the horn and get his gay ass out the way.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But I can't be mad at him because I moved too. Now, I didn't have to move.
Yeah.
I could have told him just get out the way, you know. But I did move and stuff, and that was my own fault. So.
Could I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you wish you would have asked him to just get on out the way?
Well, you know, hindsight is 20/20, so. It is what it is. It wasn't number to shoot out. Amen, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Mr. Tim.
You do mean being correct. Alternative lifestyle. You know, is that what you mean?
Yeah, like Peter Pan, yeah.
Peter Pan?
Oh, man.
Peanut butter.
That man is rough, man. That guy is rough.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I can't fry chuck tonight, but I sure in the hell could fry Willie Dog, man, for bad sports. Hey, did they get that second race on? They told the racing back, I heard, tonight, right?
Yeah, I heard that, too. I'm looking for it now. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I'm back. What I miss?
You know what you miss. You ain't been nowhere.
Yeah, okay. Your bra, your panties. I would say this dick in your throat, but you ain't got a throat. But I just say these balls in your jaws.
No.
What about them big areolas you got?
You just mad. Mad at me because I won't let you suck them.
You're right.
Hey, y'all, we ain't going to go there yet. Hey, y'all, we're going to hold on now. We're going to hold on. We're going to talk Jeremiah tomorrow.
Hold on. How you going to talk about we ain't going to go there yet, and you go there more than anybody?
Yeah, but Money, my friend, though. I don't want everybody to know you got them big Jola Logos.
Okay.
Hey, man, yeah. Money used to be my friend, too, but he sabotaged my show tonight, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, he had it all on the morning show talking about our skin was hanging from
the Hey, Big Eddie told me not to say nothing. Big Eddie told me not to say nothing. And tear your ass came right out the bushes.
Money, let's correct
Hey, Money, they said it was your fault, Money.
I asked you, man. I asked you. I didn't tell you nothing, Money. I can't tell you nothing. You're a free man.
So you asked me,
you
hey,
like
Money,
I'm the police.
Save it for later. I said, all right, Big Eddie, I'm going to save it for later. And Terrio came right in. Motherfucking chunk, that goddamn drunk that came in with that bullshit-ass lock-in. His old drunk ass, no motherfucking will. And Terrio told everything. He owed Terrio a slice of pizza and a Dr. Pepper.
Well, I can't ask y'all a question.
Hey, Money.
Yeah.
Go ahead, T.
Hey, Eddie, even Money even had a song for him for Gilligan's Island. He had a song for him and everything. God, dog, man.
Well, I guess Money can still sing the song, but he probably don't remember it right now, man.
That Tim House couldn't stop laughing. I ain't heard Tim House had that much fun on his phone, man, since I've been knowing him.
Tim, tomorrow's a big day. Yeah,
sure is. Hey, man, don't start that bullshit.
I ain't said no. All I said was tomorrow's a big day for Tim. That's all I said.
Man, stop, man.
Okay, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to leave it alone, Flop, since you said so. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, how many push-ups you done did this week?
Oh, Lord. Leave shit alone.
Me and Tim, exercising together. Flop, I got to ask him how many push-ups he did. Squats. With a head lift. Can you slam somebody on the concrete?
How many blunts you smoke?
That motherfucker, man, is stupid.
You say squat.
Somebody said lift.
I heard it, but I couldn't get him. I heard the butt part. I started smiling and hear the rest.
Hey, man, tell me something, y'all. Do y'all think it's more fake lock-ins nowadays than it usually be? It's like the average is not a whole lot of fake lock-ins. What y'all think about that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot of crowd pleasing.
Hey,
Flop, I'll agree with you. I'm going to tell you something else.
Lord, have mercy. Come back. What I missed.
They settling for the lock-in. They settling for the lock-in instead of getting the big money. If I'm racing Flop, and Flop know he got me covered, why the fuck would Flop want the $500 lock-in when we put a race for $3,500? Why would he take $500 and scare me off? Or take $500 and make me mad,
man.
And I say, fuck it. I paid the lock-in. I don't want to race now. When you know you got me covered. And you can tell a motherfucker, okay, you was 2 minutes late. Fuck it. Get the pot together.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot too, man.
Motherfuckers
can
settle for the lock-in
in
instead of the race.
Hey, Money, can you answer this question? You said it earlier, why it has not been brought up or exposed about all these fake lock-ins like that? You know, is it because of people's popularity or what? What's going on here?
Hey, Tim House, you answered that question earlier today when you said it's a favoritism in a popularity contest. If it's somebody that people like and they popular, they won't say nothing, they'll sugarcoat it. But if you're an average Joe, or like I said, a bottom feeder like me, motherfucker to shine the spotlight on it and get the microscope.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm glad the truth came out, you know. to where Chuck did try to stand in the paint, so I can't fry him for that tonight, so I'll try to find some other reason to fry him. You know, I'll try to find something that's a, like the size of his head, you know, or something like that, you know.
Hey, man, you can fry Chuck ass up. Chuck said that he was at home, and the motherfucker wasn't going to ride all the way out to his house. And when they told him they would come out there, they ain't nothing but a couple more blocks away. Then all of a sudden, his ass was out there in the motherfucking Lake Minnetonka. Fry his ass for that. He was lying.
Yeah, he did that, man.
He said he was getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah, you know, he probably...
Let me stop you when you start lying, money.
And that was... Hey, money, there was a couple more in there, too. There was a couple more in there.
Yeah. You heard it, Tim.
I'm going to tell you the one I like. Hey, money, this is the one I like. Hey, Skin, make sure they got all the money, too.
Yeah. And he ain't nowhere to be found to give up his money. This motherfucker way over there in Lake Erie, some motherfucker where... on a motherfucking rowboat. And he said, I can be there in 15 minutes. I can be there by 10:30, 10:45. All right, motherfucker, come on, lock in. We got our money. We on our way. I'm on the water. He don't want to turn us around. Motherfucker, you're lying, motherfucker.
So what you trying to sell, money?
Hey, kid. That motherfucker lied and so is my motherfucking leg is long.
Lord have mercy.
The man say he was in his house and he was getting ready to go to bed in 15 minutes, get his shit together. When the motherfucker got the money together and say, let's meet up, then all of a sudden he was on the motherfucking lake on a boat.
Oh, man.
Hey, money, it is laws out here.
Hey, jump
how. Hey, kid.
Jump how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to mute your mic when you're laughing so hard, Tim. You know, they say if you laugh, you're in, so mute your mic.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're laughing hard as hell.
Well, hey, the reason why I started laughing because Money said something about I can't even get it out. He was making me laugh. When he talked about Mr. B. Say the lock-in. Well, how you doing, Money? Come on, man. You had me laughing so hard.
I forgot Tim Howe. But that motherfucker said he was on Gilligan's Island. Motherfucker tried to lock in, and he set sail for a three-hour tour. Fuck out of here. I'm at home. You ain't going to come way out here. Nigga, I'm on my way. Oh, no, I'm on the boat. Man, you done got on a boat that fast?
And he in the middle of the water on the boat. And they got some holes on there, and the man don't want to come around. I don't hear nobody.
I was just finna say that, man. Them bitches were so quiet, they must have been on punishment. We didn't hear no music. We didn't hear no bitches hollering like they normally do.
No punishment.
We didn't hear none of that shit.
But he did say they was on a big old boat, so he might have been up top and they were downstairs.
Well, maybe they was deaf.
Yeah, he was on the bow.
So they was
he was on the bow of the boat by himself.
Hey, man. Maybe they was all deaf mute, so they was saying hey, but they was just doing it in sign language.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, man.
That is very disrespectful.
Hey, buddy, turn around and ask the captain, could you turn this boat around? The captain said, hell no. Well, we never heard the captain say nothing.
So didn't.
What took it, man? So what y'all trying
more
to say?
He had to go to court this morning. Listen, he had to go to federal court this morning. Like he didn't know that yesterday.
Wow.
He didn't say he had to go to regular court.
He
was
to on the
lunch day. He was going down there to get that slice of pizza and that Dr. Pepper. He was down there telling on somebody.
Ooh, you
stop
man. That money. Stop that. You know you
man,
live in
get
Chicago,
him on here, man. Get Chuck on here.
But
see what
three little
see what
little
Chicago
man.
Hey. Man.
They said three little Chicago million bitches, though.
The lock-in would have been lost.
So the man, tell you what. If you don't call and lock in the morning, you owe $1,000. If we don't accept the lock-in, we owe you $1,000.
I ain't had to go through all that. Come on, money.
Man, that motherfucker had been drinking too much motherfucker OE.
Hey, and then the later on, Leaky say, yeah, he know he couldn't bet. He know that was too much to give a motherfucker. He come off with me and told Leaky, motherfucker, if you're thinking too much, you get in the pot too, motherfucker. Add your money with them.
Damn.
They both went to Leon ass. So Mr. C say, why the fuck Leon ain't out here cheerleading now? We on Chuck ass. Where's Double Dutch jumping ass at?
Come on, money.
Man, both sides with the Leon ass. They joined forces. Like the Legion of Doom and the Friends. They all joined
not
forces.
Not the tag team.
Get on Leon ass.
So in other words, you're telling me Leon was the snitch that John Ryan said, you're giving them too much?
Man.
Uh-oh.
Leon said something that made perfect sense. If you know he giving you a car to break, what the fuck is you waiting on to lock him in?
Yeah.
And that was when the shit hooked a hard left turn and went down the hill.
Oh, man. You ain't have to say that. You ain't have to say that now, money. You ain't have to say about the hard left
turn. That shit hooked a hard left turn and went right down the side of the mountain, man. You heard it.
You giving them too much. Who said that, though?
Motherfucker Leon. Motherfucker, he give you a car and a break. You should have been took that. What the fuck is you waiting on? But check this out. He made Skin the DP man. And Skin came right out and said something that a DP man would say. Hey, Chuck, you talking about racing the car? Yeah. Which car are you racing? He couldn't flip the script and come with a different car.
Yeah, because he sure tried. He sure tried, but they caught all they caught it.
Hey, motherfucker Skin caught it. Which cars you racing? You bringing your car, Scandal, against Three Love. Motherfucker, man. How long am I saying? I got this out of line.
Yeah, he didn't get
to
bring
a car.
I'm going to tell you what he caught, too, Big Eddie. He caught that motherfucking spot. Because at first he said he had a car in the break.
Yep.
When they started trying to lock him,
that's
he
I was
said,
trying to get
you
got
the
break.
He just
had
the break.
All I'm going to tell you something else.
And Skin say, B saying something different. He saying the car in the break. Chuck had to give me in. Yeah, okay, that's what I said. Yeah,
Big Eddie. And I'm going to tell you something else Skin talks too. He could talk shit about that little motherfucker, but he listened good. That motherfucker Skin say, okay, you say you got a car in the break. Yeah. He say, is it a true car? You line up
or
in the
back
bumper. Or is his back tie in the beam? Yeah, he caught all that shit.
Yeah, he was on top of his game.
Yeah,
he
man.
Was on top of everything.
Yeah. Next thing you know, that motherfucker was way out of Lake Minnetonka.
Hey, when it was all over with, a nigga was out in the bushes, in the swimming pool, got down without goddamn around.
Yep. Y'all can talk shit about his little loud bald head ass, but one thing I can tell you, that motherfucker listen real good. And he's just like a court motherfucking reporter. He'll run that shit back to you like you said. Motherfucker, you said this. And then Eddie said he was going to say this, and you said this. Now, ain't that what he said? He'll run that shit back.
Yeah, man. But see, everybody still don't know, man. The whole true thing was I'm really one that blocked the race because I sent Chuck a picture of Three Love car and it had the clock cross line in the back window, and that's when he started going
back to his house.
And ended out on the water, man.
Eddie,
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Eddie, didn't I tell you to shut the fuck up with that phony ass shit?
hey, preacher boy. You just don't know what that do to Chuck, man. That's his only man.
Yeah, mud ball.
That's right. Dang. I'm trying to tell people what's some good shit, man.
If you don't want Chuck, fuck with him. Man, come over here. I'll give you a second.
And I'm going to tell you what's fucked up. I couldn't hit the one button because I was locked out. So I was taking soap. That motherfucker Jeremiah hit the motherfucking bald head, cold head ass, hit right up on me. He said, you motherfucker been on the phone for 30 minutes. This motherfucker fake ass lock in and you motherfucker still, you just wasted my motherfucker. You wasted 20 minutes that I can't never get back. Jeremiah picked up on me.
Yeah, Jeremiah was on it, boy. I love it. Yeah, it was good.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you right now. The bully of the week goes to Three Love. Because he got dead on their ass.
Hey,
he turned around. Hey, listen. Hold on. Before you say something. He turned right around.
He put an open motherfucking contract out there.
Fucking Mike.
Anybody
want to try? Listen, though. He turned around and beat his own man. He's biting so hard, he beat his own man. He turned around and told him this morning, hey, man, beat on my motherfucking top. This car don't belong to Brian. This my shit. Talk to me, no? You ain't got to talk to nobody
shit.
Else.
Oh, shit. Nah, I didn't hear that.
Hey.
Your boy say, he said, man, I let B know when I'm ready to race. We'll lock it. He said, nigga, you ain't got to call B. Call me, motherfucker. That's my shit.
No, man.
He told Chuck that this morning.
Yeah, man.
Well, I like to say this, preacher boy. We can say, Three Lugs is the bully / Mr. B, because Mr. B stayed cool and calm under all that pressure. He didn't even fold. He didn't even raise his voice.
It wasn't
like that.
Come out. He didn't fold to. He didn't have
when
no pressure
on him. When you applying the pressure, you ain't got nothing against you. When you doing the pressure,
right.
When you applying it. Jeez.
Mr. B didn't have no
pressure
on his fly.
Mr. B.
Hey, y'all, well, Big is different. I think Mr. B was a little bit nervous on that because I ain't never heard Mr. B talk so damn much to lock in the race. I'm sorry.
First of all, it wasn't no pressure on Mr. B. He was the man
right.
Making the motherfucker walk the plank. He was making the man walk the plank. All he was a yes man.
Right.
He was a do-boy. He was a do-boy. That boy was doing his job.
He was the public defender. He was speaking up for Three Love. And Three Love
was
like,
fuck it,
I'm going to
represent
myself.
Right, he said he already knew he was going to sound guilty.
Myself.
Right. He said he didn't want a public defender. He wanted him an attorney. He didn't want a lawyer.
Right.
See, they don't know a lawyer ain't nothing but a student. Attorney is the one that got the practice, got it all.
Man.
He wanted an attorney. He didn't want legal aid.
Hey, Tim House, I've been meaning to call you. How you been doing?
I'm okay.
I heard you had to go see the Pope. Using Hail Marys and shit. You had committed a sin.
He had to do 300 Hail Marys.
He goes, yeah.
Damn, Tim House, they said you just pulled out the rosary.
Yeah.
I catch the bug, you catch the bug. When is the next bug? Magnum come loud, the radio too loud. Magna Carta, master charger. I catch the bus, you catch the bus. When is the next bus?
Well, I'm glad to hear from him. I'm glad to see he's doing better.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that dog
see, that's
money.
That's what men do. They get up and do it right. Hey, money is a creative motherfucker, though. He be making songs
yeah,
up there.
So
have a motherfucker.
I didn't think
of
nothing
laugh.
Else but that song that he made. If it wasn't for Mr. B, He says, "Help out."
The lock-in would be lost.
The lock. Oh, that buddy had me laughing so hard this morning, boy.
Lock in with the Lord.
No, he said something about on the beginning.
They,
he said it wasn't for Mr.
They
B.
They say motherfucking Chuck was
lost
on motherfucking the SS Minnow last night on Gilligan's Island. Motherfucker started singing the Gilligan's Island song.
Hey, Tim House.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, you got Cash App?
No, I got, what is that thing? Zelle or something? I got that.
Zelle, you got Zelle.
Okay. Hey, Money.
Yeah.
You got Cash App?
Hell no.
I got Zelle.
I need $50 real quick. Dude,
oh,
got some Gary Payton.
I got it, man. I'm mad, man.
Dude, got some Gary Payton I'm trying to get.
I had
Gary Payton.
I had Cash App, mad man. He
yeah
said that.
You can go.
Hey, Big Eddie.
From Value
Big
City.
Eddie. I think Money and all of us have presented a lot of facts. I think the man still, he may not need to be deep fried, but I think there's some grounds for frying now.
yeah, you're right. You can fry too,
man. Hey, what happened to that black car you got, motherfucker?
Why you all in my business?
You know what I'm saying?
But
you
hold on,
that
hold on,
motherfucker
trying to get a free 50, and you talk about my black card.
Talking all day about a black card. How much money you got on your black card? Millions of dollars. Most use that. Your $50 bar.
Hey, Big
black card is the Cash App card,
hey,
you dummy.
Big Eddie,
yeah.
I want you to throw in your arms
hey,
something
yeah
in that motherfucking fiery pit. Throw your hands in that motherfucker, something, burn them.
Hey, Deucey. Hey, Deucey. That motherfucker say he needed $50 to go buy a pair of Gary Payton. He can go get this motherfucker from Value City for $15.
Hey, Money.
That's not the Gary Payton he's talking about.
Oh. I thought he was talking about the basketball player. I'm like, they still making shoes with that motherfucking name on them?
Yeah, they making shoes and green.
Oh, okay.
And
hey,
they got
man,
Mike Tyson.
Hey, man, is Chuck on him yet?
Chuck's still on the wall. He's fishing.
He ran for the
border. He's fishing.
He ran for the border.
I just got a call. He said he's still in federal court.
Oh, they found him guilty. They found him guilty.
Oh,
guilty
no,
for lying. They do. Hey, somebody gave
was,
him a recording of the show last night. Called him lying.
He was down there to be found guilty. He was down there, goddamn. He was having a lunch date. That's what I got today. We ain't got no pizza. We got chicken. Oh, I like chicken. Come on in this room right here.
Hey. A motherfucker say he went down there and was a snitch.
He
told on 3 Love bullying him.
Hey. Hey, let's not talk about the federal court over here, man. Let's not talk about the federal court stuff.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
Did he have the 5,000 while he was there to lock in?
Oh, he didn't have all the money. That's what it was. Uh-oh. He didn't have all the money. You know, he
yeah,
told
all
Mr. B, make sure he got all the money. He told Mr. B, make sure they got all the money.
All the ATMs around the house were shut down, so due to the motherfucking bad neighborhood, you know. They ain't put no money in it last night. Don't get the money out the ATM last night, you know.
Now, all bullshit aside, I'm going to tell y'all this. What's wrong with that whole issue was one motherfucker tried to bet above their means and tried to throw the front on another person and didn't have no bag of them, didn't have that cash.
Oh.
when he called the rest of the teammates, he said what he was doing. He said, "Nigga, you lost your motherfucking mind."
Hey, preacher, boy, what are you trying to say, preacher?
You didn't lock the phone.
You what?
Listen, Three Lugs turned around and told them they'll run Junior too. Yeah, he wouldn't even bring Junior name up. Junior didn't exist.
Oh, man.
You heard it last night. You ain't dealt. They kicked Junior. Hey, Junior got kicked off the team last night.
Hey. So in other words, you're saying somebody was lying last night. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, kid. Yeah. Motherfucker was lying like
was
a
no
motherfucking rug.
Not a bearskin rug.
Motherfuckers was lying and it wasn't even creative. It wasn't even a creative lie. Ray Charles could see that motherfucking lie coming.
Damn, and he was blind.
Hey, Big Eddie, you might have to at least put him in the batter. You might have to put him in the batter.
He felt that coming. Hey.
Well, you know, Chuck been drinking, so we got to put him in the air fryer. We got to dry him out.
Oh, man, not the air fryer.
Money, I got to stop you right there. The man said he was at home and getting ready to go to bed. So that means he's getting ready to go to bed and get ready for court in the morning.
15, hey, Madman, you got 15 minutes. I'm hanging up the phone and going to bed.
That's sure what he said. He went from there to a yacht.
Y'all didn't hear the, ain't nobody hear the killing part. He said, "Man, where you want to meet at? Just tell me. Be right there." Somebody said 87. He said, "All right, I'm on my way." And then they turned around and said,
"No."
It was Randolph.
Randolph.
First.
He said, "Meet me on Randolph."
Right.
It was Randolph first, 87, then 130, then he was on the boat.
But then before that, he was on the boat. He must have been like Jesus. He must have walked on the water.
They turned around. Listen, man, he got that
back. Like Moses.
You crazy? You couldn't spread the Red Sea.
No,
he can't walk on water. Walk on water.
Y'all forgot. He said he'll be there in a half hour. Then he said 45 minutes. And then Skin told him, yeah, just make it 45 minutes.
I'm going to tell you the part that cracked me up. Make sure they got all the money.
Yeah, that was the funny part to me, too.
Listen. I'm going to ride all the way from this side
to lock you in
with a couple hundred.
When he told them
5-on-5.
Listen, when he said 5-on-5, you said, hey, the nigga beside me coming up. Ooh, they said both. That 5,000, then they gonna lock in 500,000, not more. You dumb bitch, that's putting all the money up, man.
Hey, when I heard it, I like, damn, why you saying make sure they had all the money? Ain't that the team that said 2-on-10?
Ooh, wait.
Man, I was so glad they didn't lock in last night, man. They had all these thirsty niggas, we don't know who be on this line talking about meet up with 10,000. Come on, man.
On 130.
Yeah.
Meet at Rosebud.
Yeah, 130, yeah, man. At Rosebud, man. Come on, man.
What you trying to say?
Yeah,
they
was gonna meet on Rosebud.
The Rosebud was full of stick up man.
Well, one thing for sure, you know it's gonna be 10,000 there,
guys. Yeah. But if y'all listen to
that's a pretty decent lick.
Right, but Chuck said, if you're listening to what Chuck said, Chuck said, I don't got to be there. I can just get Shorty my money. That's what Chuck said. I don't got to meet y'all. I can just get Shorty my money. Need to make sure y'all got all yours.
Yeah.
Then he switched up and he could go over there on 130 or something in the Rosebud.
I was fucking my head into my neck, man, when they were doing that.
But my thing is this. They talked shit about Deucey when Deucey said, meet at the motherfucker AutoZone. Deucey was in the city. Motherfucker, that's a fake lock-in. Motherfucker Chuck had some sleep. Then he was on the water. Then he was downtown. That motherfucker must have got one of the machines like on Star Trek. They can beat him a motherfucker.
Y'all know he drawed on Zay 2 tonight. Hold on. Y'all know Three Little drawed on Zay 2 today.
No, I ain't know that.
Oh, yeah?
I wasn't on the phone early.
Yeah, he told Zay he knocked the boss off his ass too. Yeah, Zay, hey, he tricked Zay. He said, you got oil pressure? Zay said, yeah. He said, your car running? He said, yeah. He said, I'll beat your ass. It was like hey. Pac-Man. Round. Try to go get caught. Try to go catch him.
Hell no.
I was like, oh, my God, this man is on everybody.
Yeah, he didn't discriminate.
Ten can vouch for your money. No, I don't do it like that. I don't do it like that.
I don't know. How many times Ten has vouched for a motherfucking money? Now all of a sudden you don't like that.
Ain't no problem when Rabbi got the gun. And right then and there, hey.
Fun with y'all, man.
He look like, what's that motherfucker, Elmer Fudge today. He look like Elmer Fudge.
Man,
we get that
man up. Let me go find you. I got to find you, homeboy, because I see you.
I'm hunting lock-in.
I got my money lock-in, motherfucker. I'm talking to the lock-in, motherfucker, lock-in. Ha, ha, ha.
My.
Man, where you?
Hey, y'all know. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all some good shit right now. Y'all know y'all going to have to put a sign on the back
Daddy.
Of your car to ask, have you seen Chuck?
Daddy.
Hey, yeah. What up, Chuck, man? How you doing, Chuck? What up, man?
I'm good. Hey. For all you punk ass motherfuckers that's talking shit that y'all don't know what's happening. And I'm talking to all of y'all. Any one of y'all motherfuckers want to do something, just bring your fucking money.
You off the boat?
Because I'm out here doing my motherfucking thing. I don't give a fuck what y'all doing at home.
Hold on, Three Love right here. Hey, Three Love want to talk to you, Chuck.
I talked to Three Love. We cool. But, hey. All you other motherfuckers, scary motherfuckers that's hiding behind people.
I'm gonna say I'm sorry now. I was just showing.
Y'all all got my fucking phone number.
Uh-oh.
And that includes everybody on the fucking show.
Hey.
I'm just showing out for the show. But I'm telling y'all, any motherfucker on this show, all you got to do is step your fucking game up and come on.
I ain't gonna fuck with you for two reasons. Eddie, I only got
a few minutes because it's loud down here. Y'all can talk y'all ass off. But the first motherfucker say they ready to go, I'm with that.
Hold on, say ready to go, man.
Hold on. You say it's loud. Where you at, Chuck, not to be in your business?
Hey, man, he's doing that only phone call.
I'm at Marine Services right now.
Hey, Money, I need a custom life jacket. I'm too big.
So, if you bring your ass out here...
Number one,
you'll see the biggest boat out here.
Number two,
but hey, Money, I ain't got time to talk to you. I'm just saying, y'all can talk all you want. When you motherfuckers get y'all money right, just call me.
And if it's not,
yeah, get all the money. Make sure you got all the money. Y'all heard him. He said, make sure you got all the money.
But that wasn't, hold on, let me explain something, Eddie. That was not a shout out to nobody. That's just how I want to do my race.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck, can you hear me?
Who is this?
Chuck, can you hear me? This Money.
I can hear you. You're breaking up. Go ahead.
I love you, Chuck.
It don't matter, man.
I love
you. You ain't got to love me.
I love you, Chuck.
But I'll fuck any one of y'all up with y'all money. Just get y'all shit together. But
you,
I ain't going to stay on here, Eddie, because I got shit going on tonight.
How the hell you put my ass to your ass, catch on fire?
What happened? Motherfucker, I got signal out here. I couldn't get no signal last night. That's why I had to keep calling into the show.
You was in the deep water. You was in the deep water last night.
Hey, broke leg, motherfucker. You ain't doing shit. Now how you going to tell me how to run my life?
You was in the deep water last night.
So if you want, I'm right here on 138th at Marine Services. Bring your ass down here, and I get your dicks up for you.
I might come down there for that.
And it's a girl. It's got to be a girl. I don't like boy clubs. It's got to be a girl. I don't. Hey, there's plenty of girls down here. Bring your ass on out your little house and come on.
Don't tell me it's 13 of them.
No, it ain't 13 tonight, but they coming. You got six down here now, so come on. All right, I gotta go, Eddie. I just had to call because I know y'all was talking shit. All right, later.
I ain't
say
nothing about that.
Enjoy yourself,
Chuck.
Enjoy yourself, Chuck.
Chuck,
we better put your ass in the grease now.
Hey, Mike,
fry his ass up, Eddie. Fry his ass, Eddie.
Drop that motherfucker in that high grease, Eddie.
Yeah, we ain't hear that same noise last night. Eddie, if you don't fry his ass up, we boycott you. We're gonna boycott you, Eddie, if you don't fry his ass up. I can't fry him, man, because I've been trying to explain if y'all let me talk. You know, it's laws out here. You know what I'm saying? It was just like he was in an accident and he ran. So he had to take time to come back to the senses. But he came on in and admitted that he hit and ran. You know what I'm saying? And faced the consequences.
That was a fake ear lock in, nigga. Burn his ass up.
He did come back in. And I heard all the other stuff, man. I'm trying to hear all the other stuff, man.
He said he just lied then. He said I couldn't hear y'all last night. He said he couldn't hear last night. He just lied to us 15 seconds ago. What's up?
Well, hold on. Hey, look, let me explain this. You lock in, discriminate, lock in. Lake Michigan got a curfew. Kid understand the law. You understand?
What up,
hey, kid, where you at, kid?
Right here.
Hey, kid, if you get into an accident, you know, sometimes when people get in an accident right away, they run because they startled. And then if they come back to the scene, they got so many hours or so many days to come back to the scene, and they won't be charged for a hit and run. Am I correct?
Yeah, I
no,
heard
you
that.
No, you ain't got hours.
You're not supposed to leave. If you leave, you get charged.
Yeah, but you still.
I don't give a damn if you go back a certain amount of time.
They don't charge you for leaving the scene, man, because they say
only way,
at the
only
time
way you can
be
leave
kinda,
a scene of an accident, if you leave and you think your life's in danger, you go to the police station.
No, that ain't true. You go to the hospital.
Listen, man, if you hit a motherfucker and there's people out there and they get to run into your car, you can pull the fuck off and go to the nearest police station, man. That's the only way you can leave the scene of an accident.
You have to be in fear for your life.
If you hit a motherfucker and you leave and you go home and you think about it and then come back,
where's the police?
Why the police is on the grudge racing team? We can hear straight from official. They was out there at ski embrace. Where they at now? Damn, ain't no police on the line. Cause I can't take all these law officials that don't know shit.
You talking to a person that been in it. They killed my cousin, man. Ran her over. Everybody ran to dude's car. It was a white guy that ran her over. Knocked her on the sidewalk and she died, man. The man went to the police station saying he was scared for his fucking life. That's why he took off.
Oh, yeah, that can happen, too. That's another way. But I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's
also,
the only way you can meet
they also
of
give
accident.
You so much time to return to the scene because they say you'd be startled. You know, some people get scared and just, man, take off. But they give you so much time to return to the scene without charging you for leaving the scene. I'm telling you, man.
How you doing, sir?
I know what you're saying is true, too. Yeah, if you feel for your life, hell yeah, you're supposed to leave. You ain't supposed to stay there and get beat down. You got damn right.
One year, an old guy, he lost conscience. He ran up on the sidewalk. It was people on the porch. He ran up and ran into the porch and killed somebody on the porch. They pulled the old man out the car and beat that man to death, man.
You
and
damn
they,
right.
Everybody that was on that porch went to jail.
Yep. If somebody runs in your car and you get out and whoop their ass, your ass going to jail. And you might not be, and you might be the one child for the accident. That's why I tell people, you know, I be trying to tell my kids, hey, that's what you got insurance for. You can't just get out because somebody runs to your car and go off. That's what you got insurance for. And they got insurance for.
So basically, Big Eddie, what you're saying is we can't fry Chuck because Chuck lied. We got to cut him a pass.
No, because Chuck came back and faced the music. He was willing to race. He was willing to race. He came back and he was willing to race. Even though he knows he's probably going to get his ass whooped, he was willing to race. That's what I got from the rest of the
conversation. Stop lying,
Eddie.
That's some bullshit. That's bullshit, Eddie.
What that got to do with him lying? What that got to do with him lying?
A lot of motherfuckers went in a race. It didn't happen. That was a fake lock-in.
That motherfucker in the green.
He was willing to race.
He was.
That's that favorite. He was startled when Mr. B said,
five on five, and Mr. B said, we ain't got no money problems over here.
That
breach,
Eddie. Okay, but let me ask you
that, man.
Hey, Mark, when Deucey lied and said, meet him at the AutoZone, and he wasn't there, his ass got fried because they said he was trying to do a fake lock-in. What's the difference?
But listen, but wait.
But Chuck never agreed to meet. Chuck never agreed. He didn't let them go out there, man. Chuck didn't let them go out there.
Then how in the fuck do you fry a motherfucker that lose a race? At least he did race. He did race. And you going to fry him.
Yeah,
you going to fry him lying about a race.
But he got his ass whooped, man.
I don't motherfucker that lied about a race. Hey, man, this man lied about a race, man. Burn his ass up. Yo, no grease. Get the boy. Get the motherfucker.
Get the motherfucker in the crock pot.
Well, yeah, you know, all I can do is say my piece. If y'all want to fry the man, y'all going to have to
fry him.
Fry
him
and talking and everything. And now, but y'all got to give people the reason why y'all frying him. Y'all talk about it. And put it in perspective, man.
Okay, well, we all going to have a vote. Who want to dump Chuck ass in the Missoula corner and say,
fry him. Fry him. Fry him. Fry him. Fry him.
Fry him. Fry the man.
We the judge and executioner.
Hey, man, the man just came on preaching and told y'all, if y'all got a problem with him, goddamn it, lock his ass in. He ready to go.
Oh, man, see, you holding his ass.
Make him pay for it, man.
Hold on.
He fried Tim. He fried Tim, and Tim wasn't racing nobody. Tim wasn't even racing nobody. He fried Tim because he had an accident racing by himself.
Who fried Tim by accident?
Fry that motherfucker. You did. You fried Leon, too.
No, I
didn't.
I don't fry people when they have accidents like that, man.
Fry him. Tim, help
hey,
me up fry him, man.
Trying not to fry the man.
I gave
so
my
he'll have somebody to race.
Fry the man. Too many lies. Fry the man. I'm in it. Fry the man.
Fry
the
man.
Let kid cook it.
You heard it yelling.
Oh, man.
Fry
his ass up.
If it wasn't for the courage of Mr.
Kid,
B, the lock-in would be lost.
Do you think all the Friday Man Kid, when he called back the next day and wasn't a lock-in, but then Three Luggers going out of town and other things occurred, the reason they were
hey,
really
hey,
lost?
Hey, hey, hey,
like
hey,
that
hey,
when
hey,
they
hey,
both
hey,
did.
Hey, you're lying. We're not lying. Three Luggers ain't going out of town. Three Luggers ain't going out of town. Brian went out of town. Brian don't drive.
So why y'all fry skiing then?
Oh, shit.
They show put skin in the grease. And he had
hey,
an accident.
Hey, Eddie.
He had an accident.
They say,
he ain't had no, man.
They
he
say
ain't
that.
Had no bad accident, man. The man just ran on
it
the curb. And
what
that was
that?
It.
Oh,
he wasn't injured. He wasn't injured or nothing, man. He wasn't injured or nothing.
Tim never wasn't
man,
in it either.
Come on, man.
Tim wasn't
Eddie.
In no race, man. Who did he
Eddie.
Race? Who did Tim race, man? Who did Tim race?
Hey, man, fry the man. We tired of telling you the same shit. We're going to boycott
hey,
your
hey,
ass.
Hey, Eddie.
Greasy my pocket. Greasy my
in.
Pocket, teacher. Teacher boy, greasy my pocket.
Yeah.
I'll fry his ass.
Hey,
I'm going to put the hydrant in your pocket. I'm going to put the hydrant in your pocket.
Everybody get a turn, right?
Leave Preacher Boy alone.
Did everybody get a turn?
Fuck it. Fuck it. Since y'all insist, man. Since y'all insist. Since y'all insist, man. Let me turn my grease. Let me get my grease hot, man.
Oh, shit. All
right. Hey, Preacher Boy.
Ain't gonna sit
yeah.
up here and take this
hey,
grease for Chuck.
If you,
ain't
if,
gonna sit
if
up
they,
and take all
somebody,
this grease for Chuck, man. I can't do it, man.
Catch
hold on. Y'all. Just give me a minute. Give me a minute, man. Let me get my grease hot.
Yeah, I hear you, but I was saying.
Right, here we go. Here we go, y'all.
Hey, Tim. They said when kid be at the track cooking, if a grudge race come up, he'll forget the food over there and burn it up. Let kid cook Chuck ass. Hey, grudge race, kid. They on the line, kid. Grudge race.
Somebody get burned up. Somebody get
burned
up. Hey, preacher boy, they won't let me try Chuck, man. They won't be quiet, man.
Hey, y'all, hush. Put them in the grease, man. Hush, y'all. Ashes are ashes, y'all. Dust to dust.
All right, here we go. Fuck it, I don't like him no way. I don't like him no goddamn way. What the fuck I'm holding back for? Hell yeah.
Damn.
The man came on and tried to do a fake lock-in last night. He got shocked because they agreed to every motherfucking thing he said. So then he went to stumbling on his words. And not only that, his head bigger than his body. So that's another reason that I ought to put his ass was in the grease. So you know what, Chuck? You know, it was by majority decision. It ain't my decision.
Stop sniffing and frown.
I wouldn't try
it. Stop sniffing and frown.
But anyway, Chuck, I guess you got to get a little grease on your ass. Got to get a little grease on your ass.
The chance he survives, he's going to kill you, Eddie.
hey, preacher boy. If he was out there in the water, that's fresh Chuck. That's fresh Chuck.
Right.
That ain't frozen Chuck. That's fresh Chuck. He just
right.
Oh, man.
He can't play for the Marines.
Hey.
Hey,
man, y'all didn't hear Eddie trying to get out that ass whooping, though. Eddie was like, listen, man, it ain't my fault, man. They put a gun to my head, man. They made me throw you in the grease.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you like it is.
Tim, tell me what you want to tell me now.
Oh, I was just going to say, Heathy, you took care of it. I was going to say, if you tell one white lie in your lock-in, they say that's just doing business as grudge racing. But getting caught in four and five of them, man, that deserves to be fried, man.
You're just a goddamn liar.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Lord have mercy.
And
not
you
the
know
hot
what?
I'm going
to tell you something. I ain't going to try to put Eddie on the spot, but Eddie was merciful. Everybody said, burn his behind up.
Eddie was scared. He was gonna come back alive and kill him. So Eddie was trying to plead the case.
Right.
Man, they made me do it.
He thought that he was gonna bury Chuck in the pet cemetery.
Right. Chuck couldn't take. Hey, Big Eddie couldn't take that pen. He don't want no nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and I got a five ass for lying about a bet. Talk about we had another bet where he no goddamn well.
Oh, no, you ain't got a five for that,
no. Nothing.
He really bet. No, you ain't
got
a five for that,
because he lied.
He acknowledged the bet.
The guy,
he acknowledged the bet, and he left.
Don't cut no lies out.
If it wasn't for the courage
hey,
of the
go,
me, the lock-in would be lost.
If it what?
Hey, man.
Hey, yo, okay.
Man, this motherfucking fish ain't done, man. Throw that motherfucker back in the grease.
Damn, dude. Come on,
hey, dude.
Okay,
buddy, like
grease
shit,
up, man.
Done.
I got one more person to fry. Really, two?
Oh, shit.
Right. I also got to fry Chuck one more time. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to fry him one more time. I got to fry Chuck one more time for trying to do bullshit lock-in like Tony Bynum. Because Tony Bynum been trying to do some bullshit lock-in lately. So Chuck,
oh, man.
Try you.
Not Tony Boss Bynum, a.k.a. Clapjack.
Not trying hard.
Oh yeah, now I gotta throw his six trophies in there with his ass. Hold on.
Hey, he's doing
Y'all try some shit, man. Now I gotta fry Willie Dawg. To acting crazy on this motherfucking show, he's Tony Bynum bad. I got to fry Willie Dawg ass, because he went out there and took that spot, and goddamn it, Tony Bynum gapped his ass. So, Willie Dawg,
Lord,
I got to fry your ass, bro. You know I love you, bro. I love you, Willie Dawg.
Not the doggy in the hot grease.
Hey, if you find a dog, you make a Chinese food.
Now, one more. Let me get to go with y'all. I got one more problem. I got Tony Bynum for goddamn repeating the exact same shit he did up in Ohio last night. What the fuck wrong with him, man? I can't understand
not
that
the
shit.
Fireworks,
the same old shit.
Come not the fireworks,
man.
Though.
Yeah. He's supposed to be in the driveways, not a fireworks contest.
Damn.
All right,
that's it, y'all. I'm
clear. I'm good.
All right,
now,
how
you
doing
with
the fireworks show? Grease now. Slow down on the motherfucking grease now.
I'm glad he changed the grease because Eddie put in fresh grease today.
He used peanut oil. It don't burn as bad as quick.
Uh-oh.
Lord, have mercy. Hell of a fish fry tonight.
Well, Chuck, I hate you wasn't on here to hear your crying. But I'm trying to tell y'all what done it to Chuck, man. I sent him that picture, and he saw three little cars hit the clock stick in the back window, and he said, "Oh, shit."
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't say it like that, Eddie. That's some gay shit.
Hey, what up, y'all? Who else? Who else? What else y'all want to talk about tonight, man? Like I said, you fake lock-ins are becoming normal now.
Camp 315 is bad.
You better watch out, goddamn it. Big Eddie got a motherfucking 315 on his car now.
I don't give a fuck.
Him
too.
I see.
Damn,
too.
Baby. Damn, baby. Explain what you really feel.
I'm telling you why I feel, motherfucker. He ain't the only motherfucker got a big time Willie Bob car. Motherfucker beat his motherfucking brains in.
Oh, man.
Damn, baby.
Hold on. Hit me one time.
Baby, Uncle Eddie, man.
Baby,
he's Uncle Mudbone, baby, what's going on?
I'm gonna give a fuck.
Hit me
one time, kid. You being totally
disrespectful. Eddie, don't mute him. Eddie, please don't mute his mic, please. Don't do that. Stop it, Eddie. Don't press that button.
Then the killer part about it. The car ain't ready. His car ain't ready like a motherfucker.
You
got this.
Oh,
man.
He being totally disrespectful.
What is he trying to say?
A whole arm in his ass, man.
Damn, not the whole arm.
He's doing that.
He's
totally
disrespectful.
He's being very disrespectful.
Nephew baby. It's Uncle Mudbone,
hey,
man. It's Uncle Mudbone, baby.
Only Mudbone we give a fuck about is the big Mudbone.
Hey, nephew.
He the little Mudbone.
What up, man?
He the stony.
I should have it. How long? I'm not staying.
What the shit out
Lord,
of
Lord, how much?
He being
right, well,
very disrespectful.
In,
he get on motor. If he get on motor, spray, or anything, we'll whoop the shit out of Mudbone.
Hold on.
Oh,
woo, I know you ain't talking about Kevin. Kevin Wesley.
Yes, sir.
Are we talking about Kevin Wesley? Mudbone. Hey, Mudbone.
Hey,
I want to tell you something, Mudbone.
If you ain't ready, keep your mouth shut. I got to keep my mouth shut, Peachy Boy.
Oh, okay. Well, baby,
That's a fake lock-in, Peachy Boy.
Do me a favor. Listen. This is the first time and the only time you're ever going to hear this. Hey, Big Eddie, could you do me a favor?
I want you to
tag my hand and let me be it. Tag my hand and let me be it. I'll take your place.
All right, bro.
No.
You got it. I'm out the ring.
Yeah.
See how motherfuckers be dancing all in the videos and being like,
Okay, I'm getting out your picture. I'm going on mute for a minute. I'm getting out your picture.
I did. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
But you tell Kevin Wesley when I see him, I'm gonna stick my whole arm in his ass.
I didn't say anything to you, preacher boy. I know.
I'm saying it to you. I don't like that motherfucker.
Why the fuck?
Oh man, not to Kevin Wesley.
Listen, I'm gonna put my generic leg in his ass and take the shoe string out by the lead shoe in his ass.
Not Kevin Wesley.
Damn, preacher boy, you say you're gonna take the generic leg.
Yeah. You know it's one of the generic legs, is, right? The generic leg is the real foot. That other motherfucker cost too much.
Got it. Okay, cool. I wasn't talking to you. First of all,
I'm
going to
leave you alone.
I was teasing with Mudbone. Take this motherfucker cleaning his ass.
Hey, I'm finna go on. I'm going to go on mute for a couple minutes and let my phone charge up, but I'm going to listen to y'all. I'm going to walk off for a minute.
Bye.
Hey, I grab a hold of that motherfucker. Hey, fuck,
you already know you got a
condom break. Where? Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I just gotta say this, man. If I get my car together, man, anytime soon, Kevin Wes is gonna put a hit out on your ass when you getting him fucked up. That's all I'm gonna say, man.
Oh, man, not to Kevin Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. Kevin Wesley Snipes.
Lord,
he gonna smite the motherfucking baby ass.
Hmm, hmm, hmm.
Where Kevin go? They gone. Everybody gone. All right, cool.
Hell yeah.
All right, church on.
Church on the move. Church on the move.
Hell yeah, he gone, goddammit. You hear some motherfucking problems over here.
I don't know why baby want to come at Uncle Mudbone like that. Me and baby, man, I don't know, man.
I had to get at your Uncle Mudbone. You know you my man. Hey, come on, man. He's a G.
700. We're going to do that, baby. We're going to do that. If everything come together, we're going to do that. Ain't high.
Hmm. Hell yeah! I'm gonna have Gucci with a V in his hand and everything. You gonna be going over the valves and looking over the all that old extra shit in the car.
Oh shit! Yeah, Mudbone, yeah. You can turn that bitch off. Goddamn it, go around them there.
Lord, how
yeah,
what you trying to say, Deuce?
I damn sure gonna be working on my shit at the track.
What you trying to say,
Deuce?
Hey, Deucey, and I'm going to have the nicest bottle of hair feel.
Lord have mercy.
Get it up here.
You got nitrous on the car too, man? I ain't got none of that.
Hey, Mudbone.
I'm lying.
You can stick to that motherfucking turn it off and still win.
Oh, man, not Kevin.
Yeah,
oh, not on Kevin Wesley.
And win.
Yeah, well, you got it.
He
sure gave it to you.
Oh, that hand up.
He sure gave it to you. You got a time to hit.
Yeah, but I ain't received it yet.
Well, guess what? When it happens, I'm going to see if you take it or not.
Hey, baby.
Yes, sir.
I'll take that car in
here. Oh, shit. Hey, Eric, stop it. I'm not talking to you.
I'm talking to you, though.
Talking to you. I know you're
talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want a kind of break from the... No, matter of fact, we're going to run you head the fuck up, Eric. So since you're so fast...
Oh my God!
I ain't talking about the Corvette.
I ain't talking about the fry baby
for saying that dumb shit.
Well, oh man, not the fry baby.
Well, he shouldn't have been.
I ain't talking about
shit.
The vet.
I ain't talking about the vet. Brookie. What you talking about?
I'm talking about the.
Oh
Retta.
Shit! You talking about that other car that's in the box here?
Yeah.
Fucking right.
I like that, baby. Bet a couple hundred.
No, I don't even know what's in the box. How the fuck I'm going to bet some shit I ain't never even saw before? That shit don't even make common sense.
Well, shit, you ain't never seen Kevin Wesley. How you betting on that?
Oh, come on, dude.
Well, you got a common sense.
You are disrespectful to baby, Deucey.
Well, shit, I'm just
Deucey got a whole condom break. Deucey got a got a whole car in the break and won't take it.
I'm waiting on y'all to come on out and give it to me.
Man, your motherfucking ass ain't been out since goddamn it, 1974.
Hey, Deucey. Hey, baby, Deucey just out a couple of weeks ago at the Grove.
And he paid the lockup. I ain't see him out.
It don't matter. He was out.
It don't matter.
So what you trying to say, Money?
Hey, Money.
Yeah,
I was running three lug with a kind of brake, and he turned it off. They can leave it on.
Oh, come on, Deucey. That is disrespectful to Kevin Wesley, man.
You're being very disrespectful, Deucey.
That's disrespectful, Deucey.
They can leave it on. They can leave it on.
Hey, buddy.
In other words, Kevin Wesley must not be doing nothing.
Nothing.
Lord have mercy.
Leave that shit on. Grab it all.
Hey, Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the word. I'm looking for Deucey. You said we gonna give you a condo break and leave it on?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hey, Kevin, what you say?
That is disrespectful.
He said what?
He said, Deucey, this is what Deucey dumbass said. Deucey dumbass said, we can leave it on, and we gonna give him the car to break and leave it on.
Yeah, I said it. I definitely said it. And I was just waiting to see when. When we gonna do this?
How much we gonna lock in, Deucey?
Sure, we probably kick it off with 105.
105.
I got a lot of friends that's gonna be with me.
I never said nothing. I don't give a fuck who you got with you.
Tell me, Deucey, I'm in the pot.
Yeah, I got a lot of friends.
105,000. Okay, cool.
$105,000.
Okay, Deucey. Are we locked? Are we gonna get locked?
No.
So that means a G. $105,000.
Hey, baby.
You got to have all your money.
No, you got to have all your money. Hey, kid, look, stay the fuck out the way of this gamble, man.
Hey, listen, baby. Nigga, you ain't gambling. You can't even lock yourself in the house.
Oh, goddamn.
Hey, hold on. You say you can't even lock yourself in the house.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
I'm say you ain't gambling. You can't even lock yourself in the house.
I'm calling it like I see it.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. The man said he can't even lock himself in the house. Yeah, but y'all get out the way and let him and Deucey go to lock it in. Let everybody be quiet. Let him lock the bed in, man. I'm about to need everybody's mic, but baby, you know. I'm telling you in your motherfucking face. You old, retarded, sour-smelling motherfucker. You ain't never had no motherfucking money. Only type of money you had as a motherfucker either gave you or you stole. You raggedy bitch.
Me and you in the same boat.
You raggedy motherfucker.
Me and you in the same boat.
I ain't run up behind Jason.
Try to rock that race, baby. Come on back to the race, man. Talk to Deucey.
Try to lock that race in with your drunk ass. That nigga came lock himself in the house, let alone a race.
He can't lock himself in the house, let alone a race.
Is that what the turn lock is? Which one is it? It don't matter. He can't lock himself in the house.
Oh.
Hell no.
You gotta lock yourself in the house.
Drag racing under the influence. Yep.
Hell no.
Get up.
Goddamn well, Kevin West ain't finna let him lock Miller's down,
let alone anything else.
Hell no.
Just
that motherfucker. That's funny.
The name of the game is get in where you fit in.
Motherfucker, baby, gonna call me on the back line talking about I'm good.
Eric, that nigga is stupid.
That motherfucker. Oh, got a hand out.
producer, you so disrespectful.
Man,
well, good. Good. Yeah.
Hey,
I'm on this motherfucker with him.
If they wait long enough, I fuck around and let them move.
Oh, man. Come on, Deucey.
Oh, God damn.
Deucey, that motherfucking dinosaur. Hey, that motherfucking dinosaur, goddamn it, Kevin got that motherfucker out the right.
Oh, man.
yeah.
Hell no,
oh,
man. Ain't gonna do nothing.
Hey, Quan Key, can I ask you a question? I just want to ask you one question, and then I'm gonna go on mute. And
you
can talk
you
about
can ask me
all night and all
you,
day. Okay,
you can ask me whatever
on.
You want to
ask
me.
Question. Hold on. Okay, cool. When Knucklehead gave you that motherfucking red Dodge Ram, did you make a phony motherfucking plate for the motherfucker and your cheap ass didn't want to buy the motherfucking plate for the motherfucker? You didn't want to turn
hey,
the motherfucker.
I don't know. You have to go ask Knucklehead.
Hey, baby.
You have to go ask Knucklehead.
Get the fuck out of lab, baby.
hey, punk kid. You a lying motherfucker. You be
baby, you out of lab, man.
You
stop that.
You have to go ask Knucklehead.
And goddamn it, now you a bad motherfucker. Get your dumb, stupid ass out of here, boy.
They don't come no dumber than a drunk.
I ain't never had to buy shit to nobody.
I don't know what you had to do.
Well,
I don't know. I don't follow behind you. I don't know what you had to do.
I would have to ask Lil Greg
what you borrowed or whatever. That's why Lil Greg don't fuck with you no more.
Hey man,
I ain't got time to hold no conversation with no drunk. I don't have time to hold no conversation with no motherfucking drunk.
When you leave out the house, make sure you lock the door. Okay, do it.
Shit.
Y'all just get along.
You can't lock.
Hey, money, can you give me some action? Damn, or what?
Hey baby, I can't get no action, man. I'm locked in the house.
Oh man,
I'm locked in the house, baby. I can't do it.
Yeah.
All right, money. He got on my ass. He got on kid ass. He's gonna get on your ass, money.
Won't let him out.
Hey money.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you can't lock yourself in the house?
Hey, Lord, have mercy. Come
I'm
on, Eric.
In the house. I'm like that song, Eric. I'm locked up. They won't let me out.
Oh, man.
Hey, that motherfucker, baby, you leaving out? Yeah, lock the door. Can't do it.
Tell him, money, you locked up, all door locked, and you got the alarm on.
Goddamn right.
Lord, have mercy.
Damn right.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Lying, man.
Hell no, my baby, goddamn it, over there like Beyonce. He been drinking.
Hey, good. He been drinking.
Nah.
Hey, who is this I'm talking to?
He don't even know who the fuck you is, baby.
I'm talking to Porky in his ass, but he talking. He
ran off at the mouth, and he don't know who the fuck he's talking about. Have I ever borrowed anything from anyone? You never borrowed nothing from me. I doubt if you ever borrowed anything from me, Greg.
All right, then. Now, the next thing you need to do,
hey, who the hell is that talking?
I'll talk to you later.
Now,
did you punk kid? Who did you call?
Who the fuck did you call?
Hey, what y'all on the radio? Y'all on the radio show or something?
Hell no. You didn't borrow now because most niggas get a home shit.
That baby is called the friend.
Oh, damn.
It's that baby that has the bar, but most guys get a whole shit.
Damn.
No, hey, baby. Baby, slack up on the radio, man. You're going to have you losing your mind, man.
It is already did that.
Baby has been on 10 for the last hour and a half. I'm trying to grab me some tacos, man, or a burrito or something.
Oh, man.
That motherfucking baby, goddamn it, is on 10.
You better believe it.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Ooh. All because that man said he couldn't lock in a car.
You might as well call Knucklehead and tell him how you was preload. Hey, baby, I'm off this phone, man. I'm off y'all line, man. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow, man.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Hey, money. Hey, money.
Hell no.
Money. Money.
Yeah.
What's
your
I'm at
hey,
the fair.
Baby, you need to quit drinking, man.
Man no,
shit.
Man, no.
Then goddamn Remy go out of business.
Hey, baby. No,
man. Him and said go out of business. I don't do that shit. I don't do
man,
that shit.
Man, if that motherfucker stops drinking Anheuser-Busch, close their door.
Hey, baby, why you putting this? Why you calling Gucci and all them, man? That shit was.
Yes, it is.
Call the nigga a hoe, Flop. Call the nigga a hoe, Flop.
Hey, baby.
Baby.
He stopped drinking. Hennessy will go out of business.
I guess you. I got a mama. I got a brother. I got all these people to play with. I don't play with no motherfucking bitch-ass nigga. I don't play with bitch-ass nigga.
Hey, baby.
He stopped drinking. Hennessy will go out of business.
Man, a bitch.
Hey, baby. You out of line, baby.
Man, fuck what you talking about, Flop.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, everybody, I'm at home.
The man saying certain shit. The man saying certain shit that I just denounce her. So guess what? I guarantee you, every time you see the nigga, the man riding around in a little ass car, a brand new little ass car, he won't take Big Snooty or Bobo. Him to the track. He got
them
taking
this lady,
Mr.
Ruby, to the track. He won't take none of that shit. But
they
take his
ass.
Sound like he might be jealous.
Sound
like he might be jealous.
Baby, you said it putting
this out. I just
want to
know. Sound like he might be jealous.
Hey,
baby.
I just
want to
know what kind of two-step you got.
Hey,
what's
baby.
What brand of two-step
hey,
you got?
Hey, baby.
He was like,
hey, baby, them old motherfuckers don't get at you, man, about fucking with kids.
Man, fuck
he might be jealous, Flop. Flop, he might be jealous.
Hey, baby, I don't care about the cousin me out, baby. You know, I could fight with you if I wanted to, but I'm going to tell you, some of that shit is just from foul. Hey, baby, them old heads don't see you about kids, man.
He might be jealous, Flop.
You know them old heads don't see your ass about that shit, baby. Hey, baby.
This is what you do.
Hey, baby.
Look, I'm
baby.
Done.
Baby.
I'm done
with
hey,
you.
Baby.
This is not flop. If you shut up, you can hear something. Hey, baby, you need to get off the phone,
okay.
Man, and be quiet. You totally out of line,
okay.
Baby.
Okay.
You are totally
okay.
Out of line.
Okay.
Hold on, baby. Listen. You out of pocket, man.
You said.
You out of pocket.
I'm out of pocket. Let me Let me get out of here.
I don't know why Big Ed didn't use the mic.
Hey, bro G, you know I respect you, and I know you, you know me. I love you as well. Now, listen.
You out of pocket, man.
Hold on.
You can tell me you out of pocket.
I'm going to be out of the pocket a little bit more.
That's the problem right there. You're out of pocket, man.
Hold on now,
bro
D.
You need to leave that alone, man.
Hold
you need to stop doing that, man.
I am. And once I leave it alone. And once I leave Florida, I'm done with it. Okay, cool. Now, we can pull my dad and
I don't know why
kids
keep messing with you. Baby, would you be quiet?
Hold on, bro. I ain't talking to you, bro. I'm the pop kid's ass kid. They just pull my daddy out the wall, and I hope his dick goddamn it hard the motherfucker and have all the kids fucking with his bitch ass.
Lord
have mercy.
Why do you think this is the way to get raised on these shows?
What the hell?
Your mic should be
That's
really not hilarious. That's stupidity. That's not hilarious. That's a long way to
be
more than that's stupidity.
That man went off the deep end because kid told the man he's about locking in the car. Kid told him that he couldn't lock himself in the house. And all hell broke loose.
Baby, you stop that, man. Baby got in trouble before. Baby got in trouble before with that same mess, man. Baby, you stop that. Getting drunk. Everybody's not going to keep letting you get away with hiding behind drinking.
He had too much to meet.
Hey, you got to blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol.
Bottom of that motherfucking beer bottle, put it up in the air, so I wasn't no more in there, and he started going crazy.
Come on, dude.
That that's live and shit. Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Came back, baby. God. Kid, what the hell you say to him to make him go in on you like that?
I just told him he couldn't even lock himself in the house, let alone a race.
That motherfucking kid told that motherfucker he's trying to lock you in a race. Hey, mother, you can't even lock yourself in the house.
Oh, man.
Go.
You got him.
That crushed him hard with that one, kid. You crushed him, man. You know, you can't be letting that type of power.
I'm sorry, dude.
That was too much. Yeah, that was too much
I'm
power
sorry.
You
I
put
didn't,
on him, man.
I didn't mean to hurt his feelings like that. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, you fucked him up, man. He could be fucked
baby
up.
Baby had a
nice
background.
Yeah.
Come on, Scrap.
It ain't that boy won't say. He is a damn fool.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste. I'm telling you.
Ooh, his girl. He used to be like that, though.
Y'all said baby can't lock himself in the house.
He's a bad. He's a bad. He's a real bad.
Hey, Ruff, you can't lock yourself in the
house. That's a real problem.
Damn.
Yeah, that made
that's what almost got him in trouble last time.
Oh, come on, Scrap.
<It's> no.
Oh, man. I blame it on money.
Kid, what you trying
hey,
to say? He can't lock a man up?
There was money in
there.
He said he couldn't lock that bathroom door knob with a little push button.
He can't lock nothing in.
Said he can't lock a padlock. Boy, y'all rogue around on this show. Hey, Eddie, FCC gonna find you for this show, Eddie. Guaranteed for this one.
Yeah, they got to get it.
But it is, and the prize for that.
Hey,
Come on, brother D.
Brother D came on mute. He said, "I'm about to save Big Eddie's show because I know the FCC coming, man. I don't want Big Eddie to go down like this. Man. I'm gonna come on up off you. Great save, brother D. Save a Friday show because we weren't gonna have one.
How much pussy can $10 get?
Hey, man.
Honey got his ass over.
I don't pay baby no attention,
man.
Yeah.
You can't really tell a little attention on the motherfucker.
You gotta be saved, goddammit. There's a whole lot of shows that wasn't saved. There's a motherfucker that did worse than baby on these motherfuckers. Yeah, boy, I'm not beginning to hear grown goddamn dogs. So, to do the same shit.
What's
hey,
you're right about that, Scrap.
He's consistent in what he do now. He is very consistent in fucking shit up. You don't know how to hear him.
You're right about that, Scrap.
He's consistent in fucking shit up.
He said, fool the man.
You do the same thing.
He said he very
good. He pulled a man out the wall by himself.
Yes. He fucking yelled, huh?
I guess I pressed one button.
You hope he gets caught. Man, I'm so used to hearing baby go off that way, man. When he started doing it, it's like I blank him out. I started doing other shit. I don't even take no picture what he's saying.
That's disrespectful, Ed.
I can't even tell you what he said, man. I'm trying to fuck up my game on my phone, man.
Somebody need to update my man.
He went to my ass first.
Oh, that
man,
is
you gonna let me get some of that food?
Yeah, he went to my ass face, man. He told me he's gonna pick his whole arm on my ass.
Man, who the
fuck on here trying to buy some pussy for
$10?
How you gonna tell me prices went up?
Like I just
told you. Who the fuck trying to buy pussy for $10 on here, man?
Oh, man.
What's up, y'all? What's up, baby?
How y'all feeling?
Oh, that motherfucker trying to buy some dick.
Oh man.
Hey Eddie, you a rotten bastard, man. How you gonna bring me in and not say nothing? At least announce me, nigga. Nah, me.
Damn.
God almighty, you rotten sack of doo-doo.
Hey man, it let you know when you open up, man, you gotta listen.
You rotten sack of doo-doo.
Oh, I ain't gonna be. He's the one, but hey y'all, he trying to act like he didn't want y'all to hear that shit, man.
No,
we already know, man. We already know that motherfucker be capping.
Listen, Eddie, I admit I hit the one button. I didn't know you brought me in though. That's the thing. I hit the one button. I did that. But normally you like, I thought you knew Jeremiah.
Shit, I didn't know, man. I thought you knew, but then, you know, that was later on that the conversation came up. You had been on for a while.
He tried to get some pussy on IOU.
Lord, how much?
Hey, dude, I'm trying to get some of your pussy up front and personal. Well, hello.
No, you're not. Hey, Eddie, get ready to do them like you did, baby. Oh, man.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to get my game out and start playing the game.
Man, I'm trying to play y'all. I'm going to come to the west side. They say they got some big rim racing tonight.
Huh? I seen three logos out there with the red car. I don't know if that was the one. It looked like it was.
I might get
him and dude and chicken finna run.
Oh, okay.
What time they finna run?
Then at 10:30.
Oh, I thought that.
I tried to see if there was a kill out there on the motorcycle. Somebody got there on the motorcycle.
They
cut the film off so fast.
They probably all over by three love.
What? Yeah.
They making
these
videos, right?
That's what they
had
by three
lugs.
Oh, pretty faces.
He had one
with green, Nina,
and the. It was so short, man. I couldn't really tell. It looked like I thought I saw three lug shot, but it didn't look like the same street. The street looked like it might have been wider.
Oh, they on Ogden then.
They cut the deep. They cut it off so fast, man.
If it's wide, they on Ogden.
Yeah. Let me see if I can see who that was. Yeah, I was looking at all that stuff while baby was rapping, man. I ain't want no more trouble.
Lord,
have
mercy.
Like that.
That's disrespectful, Eddie.
Damn, it's 10 o'clock already? What time is it?
I muted.
God damn, the time went back kind of fast tonight. I guess we must have been having fun.
Y'all let baby.
I thought
baby,
I had
baby, set
the show
up
wrong
with
you. What did you just say?
What is that, Lincoln?
Oh, baby, set the show down. And Lowrider say what's left of the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Somebody named Cicero Larry.
Oh, my
Cicero
God.
Larry.
I got to see what I feel like going
it's out. It's 41 minutes ago.
I got to drive.
It's 41 minutes ago, Cicero Larry. That building that looked like three lug looked like it could be three lug chapel. I'm not sure.
I want to come to the west side.
I don't see the fence. I don't see the yard. Yeah, they go three lug land right there. So yeah, they fired the shop.
Y'all say three loves for the relationship, right?
I don't know.
I'm looking for Angry Bird with that white Trans Am. I want that trouble.
Man, stop. That man ain't, man, stop. You don't want no trouble for real. Not calling that thing out. Man, stop. Y'all niggas will say anything on this show.
I want some Angry Bird.
You ain't saw that nigga out in 700 days. Talking about you want some Angry Bird. Man, stop. Go back on mute. Whoever said that, go on mute.
Get him to the line. That's all I want.
Man, stop.
Damn, dead, Matt.
I told y'all for the rest of the week I'm gonna stop all these front niggas, man, from talking, man. You can't talk around me and you front nigga.
Come on, Jeremiah.
Fun about money. You can't talk. You can't
Hey, Jeremiah,
we were
talking about that earlier, man. That's the question I asked today, man. What's going on? It seemed like it's more take lock in than normal. What's going on with that?
Man, because it's more fake niggas than normal, man.
Damn.
Niggas used to be gangsters, man.
Oh, shit.
They ain't gangsters no more. They wankers. These niggas ain't gangsters no more, man. They done forgot the G code, man. They done replaced the G code with, I don't know.
I'm
these
wondering they just need to get rid of their cars. They ain't doing nothing no way. They ain't
well,
even trying to do nothing.
No, it's not. It's not that they need to get rid of their cars, but it's more so if niggas will stop acting like they rich and they, you know, money ain't a thing.
That's right.
You would get off more races because everybody is going to keep fronting and stunning like they got it. Man, stop. If the culture start racing for a G, 1500, 2000, man, you will see so much racing. Because a nigga say,
hey,
man, look, baby.
You see what I told Raylo.
Who are you, Jesse Jackson?
Yeah. I told Raylo, I'm going to lock in what I can afford to put up. I ain't counting on my crew. I put in what I can lock in, what I can afford to lose.
That's what he's supposed to do, Vic.
Mm-hmm.
What up, Vic?
What up, though?
Bird, anybody don't
chilling,
like
baby, chilling. I'm chilling. Man, stop. That's just like calling out Tidy Bowl.
Church
man.
On the move. Hey, Vic, will you fix that
right
car
there.
Real fast?
You say what?
You fixed that car mighty fast. Once they kicked you off, you went back and fixed that motherfucker real quick.
It ain't fixed. I just put it on the button and grabbed it on the button. But it will be fixed
so
for the fourth.
You figured it out.
So yes, sir. It'll be ready for the fourth. But, hey, that was a blessing in disguise.
It
sure
was.
I'm glad we
was.
Didn't race. Because
yeah,
had we raced, he might have hit me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a blessing in disguise.
And that whole day was all gentlemen, which I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Back and forth. You don't never see that.
No, because I want to race.
You know what I'm talking about? Y'all was going back and forth here, and I'll take this, and I'll take that. That was the most, some gentleman shit there, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ain't nobody trying to hustle nobody. We're trying to race, man.
Nah.
Yes, sir.
That's what's wrong. Everybody done tried to put trickery and hustling into grudge racing, and that's
yes,
what's
sir.
Killing it, too.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Nowadays, you pretty much know the
Why
people that's
going
to race and who ain't going to race.
That's so true. That's so true.
Man, you only got a
hand,
you only got a handful of guys, Vic, is really going to go if they're ready. I swear to God.
That's true. That's very true. It don't take all that arguing and calling each other names and all that to lock in no race. But some people, that's what it takes.
me, if I think I got a chance, I'm going.
Hey, Vic, what you feeding them giant-ass kids, boy? Them boys are solid.
You say what now?
What you feeding them giant-ass muscle-bound kids you got over there? Them boys look real solid over there.
I couldn't hear what you said. What boys?
I said, what you feeding them giant-ass kids you got over there? Them boys look pretty solid.
Oh, that's my wife doing that, dude. It ain't me.
He got top-flight security right by the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they all big.
Everybody bow-legged running.
Shut up,
man,
Trump.
Which one of you niggas on here humming old Negro spirituals, man?
Oh, man.
Sitting on the toilet, waiting for my ass to move.
I heard you in the background talking about, mm-hmm.
Sitting on the toilet waiting on his ass to move.
Lord, have mercy.
Hell no.
I'm trying to blow your cooter, mama. Come here, baby.
So, Three Lug and Chuck and them, what happened with that? They didn't lock in?
They
locked in.
It was a fake lock in.
No, man, they had, today everything went south, man.
Chuck
can't
talk. He in the grease. Chuck in the grease right now.
It's such a gun to my head, man. It made me put Chuck in the grease, man, when he didn't deserve it.
Oh, you had to put Chuck in the grease.
Yeah, man, I couldn't sit up there and fight the whole panel, man. I had to go ahead and, hey, I don't like that nigga that much. I'm going to take a beating like that. They were beating up on me,
Chuck,
man.
Didn't...
I'm like, what the fuck I'm doing? It's easy
to
go to
Chuck didn't show up at,
so Chuck didn't show up at 8:30 this morning to lock in.
Nah, he had to go take care of some business.
Oh, Lord, how much
I forgot about.
He had a lunch date at 219 West Randolph.
That's crazy. These mugs running around here pump faking, man. Ain't no sense in pump faking.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of that going in now, going on now, but I just try to shut my motherfucking mouth because I know I can't do nothing. So I try not to say nothing, man. People be drawing on me. Motherfucker draw on me, they got to be pump faking, bitch, because they know I ain't going to do shit right now, man. I ain't straight.
That's what?
They told me if you ain't ready, keep your motherfucking mouth shut. So I been keep my mouth shut.
Go ahead, Paul. My soul has been hurt.
That's the best way.
In the Lord.
Yeah, man.
Well,
I ain't
trying
to do it. What happened tonight? Baby started out pump faking on me because he was my car. He was sitting up there telling me about my little. They car don't sound like he was ready. And how he was going to stick his whole arm up my ass, man. And then somebody told me, said, hey, man, you should have locked yourself in the house.
Wow.
And it went from there, man. He went from locking me in to locking Deuce in, then they gave the word on him and he went off. Boy.
My.
That damn kid need his ass whooped. I'm going to say that man need to lock his
make sure
out.
You lock that door behind you.
lock that door behind you.
Oh, no, man. I can't do it. I can't do it. You lock that door for me? No, I can't do it.
Kid, what made you come up there and say you can't lock yourself in the house? Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, that was cold, man.
Danny. Danny. Man, my motherfucking side, my head was hurting. I don't gotta lock it in a car, motherfucker. You can't even lock yourself in the house. That motherfucking baby.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Motherfucker, you did this. Yeah, that motherfucker started going back. You ain't buying license plates for kids. Fuck that got to do with anything that was just said.
He said he's going to pull the dead man out the wall.
Hey, look, not to be funny. But not to be funny. Even Otis on Andy Griffin show know how to lock himself in the motherfucking cell and hang the key up.
I swear.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Otis used to come right in, lock himself right in the cell and go to sleep.
Hey, man. I remember Otis, goddammit. Andy Griffin them got ready to leave. And he told Otis, make sure you lock up and turn the lights off. All right, Andy. That motherfucker went in his cell and closed the door. Would you please? If somebody called Otis, call me at home. All right, Andy. That motherfucker Otis had a job. Wasn't getting paid.
God. Ooh. Till the man couldn't lock himself in the house. God damn. oh man, baby. That's a shame.
Money, y'all better leave baby alone, money, man. You can chill out. You stay fucking around, man.
Hey, Lee, money ain't doing shit but laughing. Don't try to get me fucked up.
You might be laughing.
I ain't going. Don't get me fucked up. That motherfucking baby tried to lock in Eric. Oh, I don't give a fuck about the bead lock. I'm going to lock the vet in. Eric said, I ain't talking about the vet. He said, well, what you talking about?
That motherfucker got right off of Eric. He got right off of Eric by fucking with Eddie. Then motherfucking kid said something, and he went to kid ass and started self-destructing.
Hey, didn't he put his own self in the private room because he stopped talking?
No, brother D had to save the show. Brother D came on. He's listen, my brother. You need to just get on off this show because it's going down the wrong direction for you. Yeah, you know, just trying to save you, baby. I don't want you to get yourself, trouble.
No, Brady, I got something else to say, Brady. I got to ask some questions. You make a fake license plate to put on the truck. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck that got to do with going on? The fake license plate. He's working for the Secretary of State police now. Asking about a fake license. I'm like, oh, Lord. If you're going to be in trouble, they're going to be at your house tomorrow. Secretary of State police going to be knocking on your door.
Are they going to be knocking on my door?
Can't listen to the show.
My.
Money and them was there listening, too.
Lord, they're going to be at Money and them, though, too.
Yo.
Money going to be looking at the ringtone. Could I help you? We need to talk to you about this, sir. I am in Dubai right now riding a camel. I'll call you in a month when I get back.
Mm.
Money, you laughing too hard, money. They gonna be to see you too, money. No, not money and them on mute. Not money and them go to mute. Lord have mercy.
They fry some hella fried fish tonight. Some weird type of fish.
Yeah, they fried a heap of fish.
Yeah, halibut, red. What they had, red snapple.
And some tilapia.
Yeah. That's motherfucking swordfish too. That motherfucker.
I know. He might bring the fry baby ass, nah.
Uh-oh.
Eddie, you might bring the fry back. I'll go on the fry, but he couldn't lock himself in the house.
Oh, not fry baby
yeah,
night.
Yeah, now, but
not the fry baby night.
You might well go and put him in the fry. They said he could lock himself in the house.
Not locking himself in.
And then, again, put some white sauce on him.
Compliment your kid.
Huh?
I said, put them in the fryer, compliment your kid. So he couldn't lock himself in the house.
Yeah, man.
My.
Hey, man, I'm going to put that one right next to the old, I don't get you down.
The crazy part is he got to calling people, getting people on the phone to I said, uh-oh. I said, you know when it's bad when they got to get people on the phone.
I mean, for real. You ain't going to forget that slaying right there. I ain't going to give you a dime. You can't lock your own stuff in the house. You ain't going to forget that one. I want someone to put on a T-shirt. You can't lock your stuff in the house. Hey,
all right, y'all. We got a special order tonight. We got a special order tonight. We got baby pussy. We're gonna fry it hard. And we're gonna put a special sauce on it called white pork fish filet.
That cast iron skillet right there, he's frying them in. You can tell the difference between the deep fry and the cast iron.
Hey, man, is that white pork sauce ready, man? That white pork sauce ready?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that little motherfucker went off, man.
I like
to
see money get fried.
You said what? Money?
Money to laugh at entirely too hard. No way. It was that funny. It needs to be fried.
Don't fry money for laughing too hard.
don't throw them in the deep fry at least.
Y'all gonna have to help me buy peanut oil, man, because
Yeah, because that Crisco got there.
Everybody up for all the reasons.
Yeah,
right,
I got
a freaking large
garage.
Oh, man. Got to use that peanut oil, Eddie.
That's the old biscuit,
that
boy, that lot.
Nah, you got to use that coconut oil.
Yeah. That changed the flavor of some shit, man.
It ain't going to change the flavor much. Much of this one right here, you can't lock yourself in the house.
Not jerk,
oh
baby.
Man!
Oh, money in them kicked it off.
Man.
Yeah,
man.
Money in them, man. I'm not putting on the show, man.
Boy, yeah. Day, he done charged his phone up.
I just want to know, doggone, it rained down there. That doggone Tony Vines and dog couldn't even get it on. They canceled.
Yeah. They were going to try it tonight.
Tony was just going to try it.
They ran last night.
Yeah, they're going to try it again tonight. The same race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now.
Oh, they're right here.
Should have got some more rain in Darlington tonight.
No, they was over there running in Darlington. Although Terry Choice was going live with them old Pro Mods over there. Them Pro Mods was cutting it loose down there.
Yep. I don't think they had too many.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
They caught them boys that shot that old 70-year-old white lady, man.
Yeah, they caught one of them. I think they're looking for the other one.
They'll have them in the morning.
Well, they know who they is, but it was a total of three. Somebody was driving.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Come on out, man. They got us.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's man, the shit that they doing nowadays, it really don't even make no sense.
Stupid.
Man,
come on out,
not
man,
at all,
us.
Man. Yeah, boy.
Another dumb thing was the two boys that was
hold
involved
on,
in killing
that. You talking about the lady in Hegwish? The one in Hegwish?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, they got. Oh, okay. Man, hell yeah. Man, please. That's right here by the job. Man, there's so many police over there.
Yeah.
I used to go play lobby. Yeah. Man, they be over there like in huddles. Come on, they gonna find this motherfucker.
Yeah, they got one, Steve. They are looking for the other one.
One thing about it.
I just showed you they put their mind and find all that shit.
They're racist than a motherfucker.
Of course.
How the hell you can't never find none of these niggas out here doing all these killing to all these babies and stuff. But you kill a white person and they find
you. You find a masked man.
You know what it is? The privilege is, you know, your paint job got to be right.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Right.
Yep. Well, your paint job right. Everything go right.
But long as we killing our own, it helps them out.
All the time.
Yep. And I don't know what's on these motherfuckers, man. All this killing they doing, man. It just don't make sense.
It's just stupid.
They want to get famous. They want to get famous when they dead. They don't want to get famous while they lie. They want to get famous while they dead.
Or either locked up for the next 30 or 40 years.
He said these fools that glorify the penal protection. Man, my penal going to be off the chain.
You just wouldn't believe that many dumb motherfuckers out here with PETs. The same kind of act. That's what killed me, man. It ain't like it. Like it's one motherfucker every now and then. This is every day.
Who is that with all that background noise?
That's me, man. Went in the club.
I don't know.
That's me, man. I'm out here with all the young boys with these race cars that's driving us. Who y'all at? They got damaged.
You better get out the way.
Better get out the way
again.
Yeah, they on the street. They trying to race. They kicking it.
Hey,
Brucey boy,
you gonna get on the sidewalk now.
I'm good, baby boy.
You know them youngsters get them blunts and that alcohol in their system. You know they can't see. We don't want to hear you on the hood.
On the sidewalk now. If I be on the hood.
I am just trying to do something for one.
Hey, they ain't got to do nothing different.
been hit by the plane.
I don't know what the fuck I left on, but it killed my goddamn battery just now. I'm like, what the fuck?
You charge your battery. Had your phone charging up.
Man, listen, I keep a jumping box in the car. And I was trying to figure out why the motherfucking battery go dead.
Get that goddamn old ass 20-year flea market battery out the car, man. You got to buy a new one at least every 3 years.
Well, listen to me. Hey, I ain't going to argue with you this time. I'm going to let you have it.
Hey, can I get one cookie?
You know, you already opened up a door for me to fuck you right on up. And so,
Come on, man.
Hey, Eddie, you know you ain't going to bust a grape from West Side Yard, so. You don't listen, you just let them draw
on
you with a dead man.
Oh, man.
Who?
Talking about some Calvin Wesley. Man, Calvin Wesley couldn't get a speed ticket if he was in front of the police station doing burnouts and launched that bitch. He drawed on you and you scattered up.
Preacher boy, you was very disrespectful.
Ooh, disrespectful ain't the word.
And listen now, let me help you out. The Sunbiz. Get on their ass, nephew. Hey, listen, man. Kevin Wesley got nerve to have two. He got nerve to have two dominators on that weak motherfucker, too. I told him if
Damn.
He put a quarter jet on that bitch. I told him if he put a quarter jet on that motherfucker, he might do something.
Oh, man.
Who got two dominators? Chicken.
So, man, you bring that shit out, we're going to beat the fuck out you.
You got two dominators
at 396. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on, y'all.
That's the two dominators.
He might be one of
those
750 dominators.
That goddamn preacher boy is silly. No, he couldn't get a speed ticket in front of the police station if he lost control of it. Damn.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, I couldn't say no more than I said. Tell them motherfuckers shit. I ain't slipping. Ain't no problem about that. Ain't no need me talking about it, and I know I can't lock that motherfucker in. What I'm going to go back and forth for? I told him shit. That motherfucker going to be mad at you when he gets his ass beat.
Hey,
Hold on. Come on, Bone, hold on. Let me get myself locked out this room.
Yeah. I don't like talking. I can't fulfill the deed, man. Fuck that.
Hey, listen.
That's a bad
feeling. Hey, you didn't say that when you were trying to get you some. You knew you couldn't fulfill the need when you were trying to fuck. You still took the dish, though.
Oh, goddamn, preacher. What's up, man?
You knew you couldn't get it up, motherfucker, when you were talking. You was talking like you, goddammit, in the NBA. I'm going to tie that pussy up. You knew you were going to lay an egg and drop the ball. you could have told them, man, I beat y'all ass. They'd have shut the fuck up. But no, you let a nigga punk you. Goddamn, he just as scary as I am.
Ain't no punk here. Like you told me, man. You one of the motherfuckers told me.
You
don't. Hey, man, if you ain't ready,
the only
shut the
thing
fuck
I know
up.
They got
so
slicked on your barbecue grill.
Up,
you got slicked on your barbecue grill. Man, shit, you don't let nobody tell you no crazy ass shit. You got a car. I don't give a fuck if it ain't running. You tell them off, I'll beat your ass. You see how they just bluff Chuck? They shut Chuck down like a
dual cell
battery.
I think I said, man.
Oh, hey, Chuck's still out there on the water. He ain't came in.
He's drowning, though. He's drowning. He done jumped off the boat and got on the raft, goddammit, and it's got a hole in it.
Oh,
Lord, have mercy.
Man,
and then the way y'all
was talking
to me, I advise y'all when the show is over with, call me, give me y'all address so I can send y'all a clock flock slicker. Because y'all ass in trouble.
See, listen to me. We already know Chuck going to go at us like the plague. He a bully. He wanna fuck. He wanna go to kindergarten and kick all the little kindergarten kids around.
Out there on the ocean.
He gonna kick all us around. But the people in his class, he said, hell no.
I'm looking for Angry Birds.
Man, you better go to Kentucky Fried Chicken if you're looking for an Angry Bird. Because them birds don't fly, you talking about.
I still call him Scary Bird. He been talking about what he going to do to me with his Trans Am. I'm waiting to see it.
Man.
I got a Bone Stock Z. He got a Bone Stock Trans Am. We can get down. Whenever he ready, I'm ready.
And which one of them Trans Am you talking about?
Angry Bird, he got a 98 Trans Am. I got a 98.
The white one.
Both of them bone
stuff. He had the white one on the curb today, so you better hurry up.
He asked you what color was it, Mark?
White.
He had that on the curb today.
Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie, let me tell you what I figured out 2 weeks ago. It's easier to sit on the sideline, don't get nothing running. You can't get criticized. They can't talk about you about racing. You heard that man told them people, I got a big-ass hole in the front of my car. I ain't no motor in it. It's cheaper to be that way. I ain't got to say nothing. I ain't got to worry about racing. I ain't got to buy no tire. I ain't got nothing. I can bet my tools and fuse without pulling no car. I pull a golf cart everywhere I go. Sit back and lay a bet or watch them.
Yes, sir.
I can't go wrong that way.
I figure two evenly matched bone stock cars for a couple $100, that's good enough for me. Anybody else that ain't racing, I could give a shit what they think.
See, but this is the only thing getting me, y'all. You see, they always criticizing the people that's letting the brake go. They got caught and they let the brake go. First thing Eddie do, he throw a motherfucker under the goddamn guillotine and fry him up and slice him up and all that other shit. But you got bitch-ass niggas like Rob and the rest of them got cars that's running and ain't bringing them out doing nothing but criticizing the next person. Them the ones need to be burned up. Every time you catch a motherfucker at the race with a car and you know it's running, burn their ass up. Throw their ass under that motherfucker and fry their asses up.
Oh, man. Not the appetizer.
Shit, because they ain't trying to race, but they trying to talk about somebody else. And the quicker you draw down on them, they got millions of excuses.
You got a point there, preacher boy.
You got to understand, these people spending their money and getting their cars out there, either they getting their ass whooping or they winning. But they are participating in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
the rest of these motherfuckers just talking about somebody.
Me and him ain't supposed to do it but for a couple $100, but goddamn, we getting to the line.
Boy, these young boys out with their toys, and they goddamn it having fun. Do you hear me? They got shit everywhere, music playing, and they just doing the do.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I stopped by there Sunday, man. I seen about 10 straight races, and I left up out of there.
I think you're on the west side, Mark. Hey, you on the west side, preacher boy?
I was on Doty.
Well, all of them is coming to Ogden tonight, and they finna play. I just left them. I got to make a quick run and take care of some stuff, and then I'm going back. I'm telling you, if they ain't got four blocks sold up, they ain't got one. It's all cars, music, girls, and they motherfuckers doing burnouts. They talking about they going racing tonight in a few. Man, I'm like, man, you motherfucker ain't glad good enough for me to keep hanging out. I know I can't get out the way. I got to go make a run, shit. You got one motherfucker doing a burnout going one way, another motherfucker goosing his car up and down the street. Nah. Motherfucker put slip off the brake and fuck one of us up. Or go down there and bump one of these nigga cars with all this music in it. They get to shooting. They're going to look like Iraq over there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
You got to, hey, man, you got to think. Listen, you got to act like Cleo, a psychic. You know it's going to happen when a motherfucker fuck up.
That's the way you ain't doing it right.
And then you really got to really do this. The best part about thinking, it's always a monkey see, monkey do. One motherfucker fire that thing, the rest of them going to fire them things. So you ask yourself, are you ready for this? And my palm polish, hey, my palm polish said, no, I'm not ready for this. Let me move around a little bit.
I know that's right.
I got my phone set on citizen. Hey, I got my phone set on citizen. So when it happens, I can look at citizen and say, yep, it happened. I'm telling you, these motherfuckers are, they call so close to each other, goddamn it, I got to take my leg off and hop between them.
Damn.
you think I want to get in the middle of that bullshit?
No.
Sometimes you got to think for them and you.
Got a point, yeah.
They gone? Who up there? All right. Tell her I came then. I ain't mad. Yeah. Yep.
I just want to have me a little fun doing what I like to do.
The tide is coming. Yeah, man, well, sound like we're kind of getting quiet. We might get a chance to get off here a little bit early tonight.
Man, got him put baby in the motherfucker, lock him in the room.
Oh, man.
Yep. Well, I was going to go try to get these $2 off these suckers, and they goddamn it, they gone already.
Already?
I guess I'm finna ride back over here to the Thunderstone with all these goddamn young niggas with these cars that acting a fool. Pass out some of the bomb flyers to them. At least if they come out, goddamn it, they fuck up at the track.
And why are you gonna bring that rubbish out?
Yeah, man. You might as well throw a plug out there for Vaughn.
Hey, man.
Again.
Hey, man. I'm promoting the man race. I don't give a fuck what happened. I'm gonna pass these flyers.
Yeah,
if they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. But I want them to know, goddamn, hey, this is why you do this shit at. Why you don't get hurt, go to jail, get no ticket, get
that's
the shit
right.
Found, or hurt nobody. I'm
yeah.
trying to teach these youth, goddamn, it, something better in life than throwing rocks at the penitentiary. I don't want them to keep throwing these rocks at the penitentiary because it's gonna catch up with that ass. See, I tell all y'all the same thing. It's all laughs and giggles until somebody get hurt.
Yep.
And as quick as a motherfucker learn
well,
that.
Everybody on here don't know about it. Next,
you got a point,
next Friday and Saturday, Vaughn race out of US 41. Y'all go and be there.
Oh, man,
yeah,
that's a state of emergency.
Listen. And I'm going to give y'all the greatest example in the world. You see, everybody was out there when Terry and them raced, and they were like, yeah, yeah. And as soon as that shit turned ugly, he did it. Bluto did it. See, that didn't make sense. Why you ain't keep that same energy when you were like, yeah, mind your motherfucking business. How they said, 10 seconds, 12 seconds of joy can get you a lifetime of pain. Lose every fucking thing. Everything you accomplish and go down the drain in that matter of seconds fucking around.
And see, I'm only trying to have 13 to 14 seconds worth of joy. That's all I want.
That's food for thought. Now, I hope you're trying to do it at the track. Because, goddamn it, a 15-second car can kill somebody.
Right. Yeah, if he want to, I do it at the track. I drive it to the track. It's bone stock. I ain't got nothing to duck or nothing to hide.
But you see, you ain't getting no conversation on it. That bird ain't, it must be a chicken. It ain't no angry bird. You see, it ain't talking to you.
Hey, he told me earlier this week that his car was red and he was going to knock my block off. Well, I told him the only thing I had to do was just put some cables on my battery. I know my battery down because I ain't drove the car.
You must be on the wrong block, sir. Sir, you must be on the wrong block because he ain't trying to go. You keep saying the same shit and you ain't got no reply. So to me, you wasting your goddamn breath.
Not like, a word out of the Pontiac people, man.
I don't know. What? Don't they live close to Chuck? They might live on the same neighborhood or same block as Chuck.
I just told him, man. I passed him about four times today. The only way that car moving is up and down the driveway from the garage door to the corner.
Oh,
damn. That's all he moving it. To the for sale corner.
Now you heard him.
Lord.
That car moved about three times today. Four times today. And they ain't been no more than 100 feet.
See that? Now it's over with. Now, if you ain't raped him in his driveway, you ain't got no action.
go over there in front of his house and burn out and see if he say something.
You gonna call the police on him. You feel threatened.
Been there doing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, it's plenty of pussy out here tonight, boy. I ain't gonna tell y'all no lie.
Well, hey, you know Big Sam Tasha was the man.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Well, Big Sam needs to come out here and pass the flyers out for his Tasha, cause these niggas will be there. Other than that, goddamn, he going to have church. And you know people don't go to church that often.
Yeah.
Hell.
That's it. Big Sam Tasha is what, the 28th?
Tomorrow.
It's Sunday,
look,
right?
Look.
Tomorrow.
Look,
is it Saturday or Sunday? Okay, tomorrow. Okay. Hey, y'all hear that?
Hell. Now, listen to what I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all might say something slick. Half of these goddamn grudge races, when they throw at the track, these car shows.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They get up there and they make a few burnouts and talk shit. In the words of that boy, little Tidy Bowl always say, they crawling. They just crawling.
Should be good and hot tomorrow for the car show.
I might ride on out, cause ain't nobody doing no racing. Ain't nothing happening at the track. I might well go look at another car show. What time do it start?
I think around about 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Where's it at, like 83rd and Exchange or something like that?
Yeah, 83rd and Exchange, the big church right there on the corner, right across the street from the Citgo gas station.
Yep, they're going to have this street blocked off, and then you pull you in. The show car, race car is going to go in the church parking lot. Everything else, they're going to let park up and down the street. But the street will be blocked off, so be all right. Yeah, I had a little mute. They have food out there, all right.
I'm going to reserve some parking spots over there in the Citgo gas station. $5 of space.
And you might sell a little gas in there while you're at it.
Yep.
the oh shit, man. Man, I ain't seen so many boring Fridays in my life.
Oh, man. Well, next Friday won't be.
The older you get, man, shit, the older you get, the boring you get.
Next Friday won't be boring. You can go to 41.
I'm betting you. Listen.
Exactly.
I'm going to bet
you $100. Go talk to a few more people in the graveyard. See if they Friday be boring.
Yeah. Hey, listen to what I'm going to tell you, man. I'm betting you Thursday night next week it's going to be more racing than people going down the track Thursday night. Than it is, goddammit, come Friday and Saturday.
Oh, man.
Because they're going to be testing and tuning ass. They finna be testing and tuning like a motherfucker all week.
Hey, so Vaughn's race is a two-day race?
Did Vaughn do what for the race? No, it's just Saturday. But what I'm telling you is they're going to be out there, goddammit, testing and tuning, getting ready. Saturday, a lot of motherfuckers gonna be in the oil pan before Saturday.
Okay.
They gonna be in up them kit and turning that shit up, melting down.
Well, Friday they got test and tune out there.
Yep. I'm gonna be the best motherfucking spectator I can be, baby.
In my 901 witch voice, you can test to your ass, catch a fight.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How do you pull the cars out? He's just go moving out. Take them out. Take them out. Trying to make sure, because I ain't doing nobody else's job but mine.
Oh, come on, Big Steve. Well, Little Steve now.
Hey, man, I wish I could show y'all how crowded this street is. They got these motherfuckers over here with these. No. Because I'm on the phone with y'all, then y'all won't be able to hear it. And the motherfucker be talking about, I ain't hear nothing. I ain't going.
Oh, no.
Well, y'all on Ogden now, preacher
yep.
boy? Well, they going back east or they going back west? I ain't been over there in God knows how long.
Yep, here go another clown finna do the same thing.
They going back east or they
yep.
going back west?
No, he spent around in the circle in the middle of the intersection.
Oh, okay. Well, he trying to draw the police in. He's trying
man,
to draw the police.
No.
Why
they do dumb shit, man. I just told you. These motherfuckers get out here and get the clown in.
Sugary kind. Yeah.
What up, baby? Yeah, these niggas know how to clown, baby.
Again? I'm like, take them out.
No.
And goddamn, seal the phone off. And yeah, this motherfucker just turned this motherfucker around. He punched that bitch and went around and around and around. And I mean some pretty shit. And I tell you, these people got some pretty shit. They got some pretty shit.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Oh, okay. Hey.
My ass ran over fucking around. Man, I'm telling you so much. What up, baby? There's so much pussy out here. It's pathetic.
Oh, man. Not
the
$40. Not the $40 holler.
Yeah. Some of them you don't need $40 for. You might not even need $40 for half of them.
I
PPP reject.
Somebody got a nasty oil leak. Look. Oh.
There's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
Hey, nephew. Voodoo. Man, he's trying to get your ass whooping. I am not a whooping. Man, these punks got a Porsche out here.
Well, look how times change, man. We used to have to put chips on our cars just to make it look fancy. Football season again, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he just turned this motherfucker loose. Hey, pull out! They just turned that Chevy loose down there. That motherfucker spin around and around and around. Yeah.
Hey, who's gonna swing that ass? Who's gonna take that ass? Who's gonna take that ass? Who's out here? Oh, okay, that's a cat. Okay, that's one to see right there.
Well, when I tell you they got everybody out here, they got some everybody out here. Porsche trucks and everything. Now who you believe? Oh, he's going away. He's not leaving. He's not leaving. He's not leaving. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm steady, Johnny. He ain't leaving. Now he's finna get over. Y'all better watch out. His brakes might not be worth a fuck. Oh! Not that motherfucker, but now. You got it. Left side. God damn, man, these motherfuckers are melted.
Yeah,
hey, man,
man,
y'all
ready
on that saving everything.
Baby, baby.
I know you had to go.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been sitting up. You've been messing with Eddie, man. Y'all baby mess with him. You mess with him. And you mess with that man about his sex life, man. Me and you all right now. But I got to fuck with you, too, now. Now, I'm going to tell you later.
Take it. I
was told
it.
The other night, so you went up there and you took 100 Viagra and a Haggis. And it didn't do shit for you. Say, it didn't do nothing. You still laid up there with that woman, didn't do shit. Say, but the minute you got up, you stuck that nub back down in that goddamn prosthetic, that damn wooden leg started growing goddamn limbs.
Yeah. I can believe that. I can't take no medicine to get my dick right. I do it naturally. So y'all can stop talking to me like that.
Yeah,
they say Eddie needed a pump.
The reason why your battery dead, take one of them goddamn Viagra and throw in that old motherfucker. It'll crank up. What's up, Breach?
Nothing much, baby. How you doing, man?
Man, just chilling down here trying to stay out the way of this goddamn hurricane.
Yeah, my dad just told me it's on the way down there to y'all. Yeah, it's down there. It's headed to Louisiana.
Motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker's supposed to be a Category 4 goddamn Sunday
Let's go
morning.
Mandy. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, let them put one of them clock off signs on your house, though.
Man, man. Listen, I done found something worth me looking at.
Yeah.
I found something printed in the car to look at now. Yes, Lord.
Oh.
I'd rather look at this instead of the car.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Damn, Crooked Letter. Sunday, goddamn, would be the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, man.
Yep. It's coming in damn near the same day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
You're
going to get another. You got to get a deja vu of it.
Yeah, well, this one ain't coming in
That's
close
crazy.
Enough to us this time. It's coming out. It's about 200 miles away, so we should be we gonna get some wind off of it and stuff, but we should be okay for that. We should get minimal
damage.
Hey, goddamn!
What the hell? You doing them titties out?
What they talking about? It's gonna reach a hurricane status four. Hurricane four, what?
Yeah, it said it's gonna be a Category 4 when it come in. And when it hit land, it's going to drop down to a 3, and then
the
land
walked past
and said,
it's a whole show. Y'all ain't buying pussy. She said, y'all ain't buying pussy. Y'all got to go. What you mean? I asked her. I want to know what she got them titties out for. I asked her. She said, it's a whole show.
It's a whole show.
Man,
the
lady walking around with her titties out. I mean, it's a big... Big juicy pretty titties, man. I said, what you doing them titties out? She said, it's a whole soul.
Yeah, you looking at them big ass titties, she got them out, goddamn it, you pay her, go pull it out of them pants, goddamn. She pulled out a wood bigger than yours, mother. You gonna be shit out of luck.
No. That was all one. Hey, that was all girl now. She was thick as fuck. She was thick as fuck. And she looked good.
Yeah.
She didn't even look bad. No, she wasn't that bad for her. You got my little money.
You watch them power, right?
Y'all better go ahead and go out here. I ain't want to call your trick.
Unless the Brady. That motherfucker on there. Unless the
Brady.
Man,
I saw them big pretty titties. And she wasn't ugly.
Damn man, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she wasn't ugly, man. She had my little check. Hey, if I had two good lit, I might have followed her. Hey, if I had two good legs, I'd have followed her.
Don't make me hop after you.
Hell yeah, don't make me hop after you, baby. Oh, hey, for my little hot 40, all I couldn't work with this dick, I'd have stuck that nub in her ass.
Don't let me hop after
you. Hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rocker.
He's fucking up their money.
Hey, preacher boy, your new name is going to be the Hip Hop Soldier. You're going to be the Hip Hop Soldier from now on.
That's going real. Them motherfuckers stuck together, man. You wasting your time. You got to peel them motherfuckers. I try to shake them out. I try to chop them out, too. I eat them all the time.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you want to buy another one of those with a turnaround scoop? I got an intake with a turnaround scoop.